Blackstone presents Emily by Eden Frances Compton with Rachel Flannery. This book is read by Chris A. Bell. Dedication for my mom. Author's note: Emily's dialogue is her original words gathered from her poems, notes, and letters. Prologue. In winter, in my room, I came upon a worm, pink, lank, and warm. But as he was a worm, and worms presume, not quite with him at home, secured him by a string to something neighboring, and went along. A trifle afterward, a thing occurred. I'd not believe it if I heard, but state with creeping blood, a snake with mottles rare surveyed my chamber floor, in feature as the worm before, but ringed with power. The very string with which I tied him to when he was mean and new, that string was there. I shrank. How fair you are, propitiation's claw. Afraid, he hissed, of me, no cordiality. He fathomed me, then to a rhythm slim, secreted in his form, as patterns swim, projected him. That time I flew both eyes his way, lest he pursue nor ever cease to run, till in a distant town, towns on from mine, I set me down. This was a dream. Emily Dickinson. Chapter 1. He is alone, surrounded by devastating headlines. His home office is dark. One dim lamp knocked on its side casts grim shadows on a desperate man. He sits on the floor in a mess of newspapers. When he shuts his eyes, all he sees are reporters thrusting their mics and cameras in his face. His last venture out ended in an ambush. He did not respond well. When your secrets are lies, it is impossible to come clean. Teddy values his power too much to ever abuse it. Even now, past his prime, he knows exactly what to do to get what he wants from women. He's never needed to take it. He's rich, talented, famous, brooding, strong but not threatening. He's handsome in an interesting way. His dark eyes, strong chin, and narrow, pointed nose all fit together well. He has a thick head of wavy brown hair with just enough gray sprinkled in to prove he's not vain. He is a master at walking a moral tightrope. It can get very thin, but he is yet to fall off. This is not a scandal detailing a shameful man and his devious desire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?